Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Today is December the 30th, 2020. God bless you and glory, hallelujah. We have one more day in 2020. Will no longer be with us. Woo! Amen, amen. Okay. I'm here to give you words of encouragement for the day, trusting God's timing. And before I get into this brief word, let me say a prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray for those that are sick in, shut in, and may your Holy Spirit be with them always. And, for those that are listening and continuing to listen, God bless you. Maybe it's one or two listeners. Hey, long as I get the word of encouragement to you, hey, I'm doing what God asked me to do. Amen. Amen. Okay, trusting God's timing. I'm going to run through this kind of fast. I'm not going to hold you on long. So, can you think of a time in your life when you acted impulsively and you came to regret it? Maybe you bought a car on impulse and was sorry afterward, or maybe it was a contract you signed without reading it carefully, or maybe it was a business deal you entered into that you should have taken more time to consider. Whatever the case may be, later on you regret it somehow. I have discovered that God's timing is just as important as God's will. In fact, the Bible talks a lot about timing. Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, "To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven," New King James Version. The Bible talks about a man of God who had really bad timing. If this man were in a race, he would have been the one to come out of nowhere, take the lead, and then suddenly self-destruct. The man I'm speaking of is Moses. Although Moses was one of the greatest men of God, he also was a man who had some serious setbacks and committed serious sin. It is worth noting that along with Saul of Tarsus, Moses is one of the men God used who actually was guilty of murder. Moses was a bit on the impulsive side, okay? And I can understand that because I share I share that kind of same impulsiveness. I used to be an impulse shopper. If I saw it, I got it. I wanted it, I did it. But now over the years, God has helped me, sustain me. Amen, amen. Moses was born at that time of extreme hardship in Israel history. The descendants of Jacob had grown to about 3 million in Egypt and had been forced into slavery. Pharaoh, seeing the Hebrews as a potential threat, decreed that newborn Hebrew boys were to be drowned in the Nile River. As the children of Israel cried out to God for deliverance, enter Moses, the man of God. First, he was the baby protected by God and adopted by the Pharaoh's daughter. The Jewish historian, Huffus, tells us that his Pharaoh had no son or heir. Therefore, Moses was being groomed to become the next Pharaoh of Egypt. He was being raised as royalty, which meant that he would have been schooled in all that Egypt had to offer. Okay? But Moses still knew who he was. He was a true believer in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Underneath those Egyptian robes beat the heart of a Hebrew. Maybe that's what caused him to swing into action when he saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew. The Bible says he looked this way and that way and then killed the Egyptians. That's from Exodus 2:12, King James Version. Moses' heart was in the right place, but his actions were foolish, to say the least. Clearly, the Lord had not told Moses to do this. Instead of looking around, Moses should have been looking up. Amen. Moses probably thought that his fellow Hebrews would be grateful for what he had done, but things didn't turn out that way. Everybody knew what he did, but no one applauded. When Pharaoh heard what had happened, Moses had to flee for his life. Off he went into the wilderness. God wants to do his will in his way, in his timing. Even though Moses was a leader in training, but he wasn't ready yet. And he had lost his people. He had lost his reputation, but he had not lost God. But what looked like the end was actually the beginning. 40 years later, God appointed Moses to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt. What Moses did not realize was that God had been preparing him during the time. Notice what God said to him: I am God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. What was God saying? I am the God of ordinary men who have accomplished some extraordinary things. There is hope for you. I am not just the God of Abraham. I am not just the God of Isaac and Jacob. I am the God of Moses. I'm calling you. I'm giving you a second chance. God still uses ordinary people today. Even people who have made mistakes, even people who have sinned. Maybe you are in a situation right now in which you can identify with Moses. Can I make a suggestion? Confess your sins to God. Deal with them and learn from your mistake. And know this: God can still use you. He gives second chances. Maybe you need one today. That is my word of encouragement today. God bless you and keep you safe. Remember, COVID is very much alive out here today. Please follow the rules, wear your mask, wash your hands 6 feet apart. Stay from crowds. Stay safe for the new year. Amen. Amen. God bless you, and hope and pray that all will be well coming the new year. Have a safe and wonderful Wednesday, and Thursday, and may your new year be brighter, and may God bring you rich rewards. Amen. Before I love you first, God loves me. God is God. Amen. And I will give you a word of encouragement in the new year. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Stay faithful and stay true. Amen. Amen.